Not many fishermen, or fishing nations for that matter, are likely to embrace the idea of fencing off a third of the world's oceans, but the industry is on the brink of fishing itself out of business. The UN's Food and Agricultural Organization, which monitors the state of global fish stocks, rates 33% of species as overfished, and an additional 60% as fished to their full potential. Yet the FAO also estimates that a growing global human population, slated to hit 10 billion by 2050, will require 70% more food than the planet can currently provide. The ocean can help make up the shortfall if fish stocks are managed better now, says Lubchenko, the former head of NOAA, who is now a professor of marine biology at Oregon State University. Counterintuitively, that means the more fish in protected areas, the better off we will be in the long run. For those who fish, says Sala, marine protected areas act like a little savings account where fish can be set aside to grow and reproduce like compound interest. The larger your principal, the larger the returns. The more fish in the reserve, the greater the reproductive output. And the only way to get the large principal is to have fully protected areas. When that bounty spills out of the sanctuaries, which it often does, the fish are fair game for industry. It's like living on interest. The fishing industry, at least in some areas, is starting to come around. Given the speed at which marine species and habitats are declining, there's a growing consensus that this requires an urgent and globally coordinated response in improved ocean management, says Runa Hoge-Kori, Director for Sustainability at Norway's Aker BioMarine, the largest krill fishing company in the world. For responsible fishery players, marine protected areas are not an enemy, they are a helping hand. Effectively roping off one-third of the world's oceans will require an unprecedented level of global cooperation. Many countries, including the U.S. and the U.K., have committed to expanding protections in their own territorial waters. But these pledges, even while being one of the biggest conservation efforts in history, cover a combined total of less than 10% of ocean areas.